According to Billboard, more than 2,100 different holiday music CD titles have been purchased this year. Not much of the music is original. From O Tannenbaum to Jingle Bell Rock, many of the season's songs have endured multiple interpretations. But no matter how many versions a song goes through, each one had an origin. This week, What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about one song and its story, looks at one of the hardy perennials.
Silver bells.
This is Ray Evans from Beverly Hills, California.
Silver bells.
I'm a songwriter from my partner, Jay Livingston, who passed away a couple years ago. We had a very wonderful, exciting career.
Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Ting-a-ling.
We were under contract to Paramount Studios with options every 6 months. Every 6 months they decided if they wanted to continue employing us. And we hadn't had a hit for a while, and we were getting a little nervous about are they going to pick up the next option or not.
In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
This picture came along called The Lemon Drop Kid, starring Bob Hope, and a Christmas song was required for it. Well, we had no enthusiasm for writing a Christmas song because we figured, stupidly, thank God, that the world had too many Christmas songs already.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
The plot of The Lemon Drop Kid was that Bob Hope was a tin horn, a small-time gambler in New York City, and he was in hock to a mob.
Now that you're feeling better, let's talk about the 10 grand you owe me.
Oh, look, Moose, all I got is 15 cents and a box of lemon drops. You have one?
Trying to make me a sucker can be very painful.
Shall we prepare him for surgery?
Oh, now, wait, Moose, look, I'll get the 10 grand. I'll... Hey, if I only had till Christmas.
Bob Hope, to get out of the clutches of the mob, decided he would disguise himself as Santa Claus on a street in New York, and as Santa Claus, the mob couldn't find him, and he'd be out of danger.
You have the money for me Christmas Eve, or Christmas morning you'll find your head in your stocking.
Oh?
That was a story of why we had to write a Christmas song, so... We shared an office with two desks facing each other, and on one of the desks, there was a little bell. We said, ah, there's our theme for Christmas. And the bell makes a tinkly sound when it's ringing, so we'll call our song Tinkle Bell. So we wrote the song called Tinkle Bell because of the tinkly sound of the bell.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
Jay went home after finishing the song. His wife said to him, well, what'd you do in school today, or something like that. And he said, we wrote a Christmas song called Tinkle Bell. Well, she looked at him in astonishment. Tinkle Bell? Are you out of your mind? You can't write a Christmas song with the word tinkle in it. Don't you know what the word tinkle means? It has a double meaning. And Jay said, I never thought of that. So we started to write a complete new song, get rid of Tinkle Bell completely. But we liked the music that went with Tinkle Bell, except for the word tinkle, and a lot of the lyrics. And we ended up with the same song we started with, only tinkle became
Silver Bell, Silver Bell, it's Christmas time in the city.
It's a stupid, stupid story, but ignorance was bliss, and thank God we did, because our royalties are very, very good from our song.
Silver bell.
I love the Santa suit.
Silver bell.
Just fill it up with loot.
It's
Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling.
It's now sold over 500 million records. So who could ask for anything more? I could never ask for anything more. And I wake up every morning and say, boy, I'm the luckiest person in the world, and I'm still around, even at the age of 91.
It's nice to see you, Henry.
Henry, this is the Lemon Drop Kid. He's responsible for all this.
Thanks, kid.
Oh, it's deductible.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telemetis of the Western Folklife Center.